812 on WEOL.
Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
And one of those unique communities is Amherst. And on the line, we have Teresa Gillis, who knows just about everything about Amherst there is to know. No pressure, Teresa, no pressure, okay? Are we good?
Oh, thanks a lot.
So, welcome. Good to have you on again. So we got Walking on Wednesday coming up in Amherst. What is that?
Yeah, we have it. It's tomorrow, where we have a car show that's happening, and we have a bunch of vendors located on Park Avenue from 4 to 7:30, so people can come on downtown and have some dinner and possibly go do some shopping, because the retailers will be open late, and visit all the vendors and look at all the cool cars that we'll have on the street.
Have you been looking at the cool cars that have been out there?
Yes, but I am not a car person, so I don't ask me what kind of cars they are, but they're really old and they're really cool.
There you go. What kind of cars? Really old, really cool.
Yes.
Or you could say, you know what? I just can't do justice. You're going to have to go and see for yourself.
That is a great, thank you. That's great. I love that.
Well, I'm not a car person either. Basically, if the car runs and it's got four wheels, I love it. But no, I've seen pictures, and there's some pretty cool cars, definitely. Where did the idea of Walking on Wednesday come from?
Well, honestly, I'm going to be completely honest, and that is all the main streets throughout the county and even the state, we all know one another, and we're all about ripping off and duplicating from other people. So a lot of our events will come from another Main Street group. And so Vermilion does such a wonderful job with their fourth Thursday of the month that they do, or third Thursday, I'm sorry, it's the third Thursday of the month. And so we got the idea from them, changed the name, and of course ours isn't exactly the same as theirs. Theirs is a lot of music, where ours is vendors and the car show. So we just kind of, you take an idea from another Main Street and you kind of turn it into something that fits your community.
First of all, nobody's stealing. Nobody's ripping off. What you say is, you know what? They do that at so-and-so, and we thought it was such a good idea. We should do it here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just became this public relations consultant, so you can call
you
me anytime.
Are.
There you go. Just kind of came out of the blue. We're talking to Teresa Gillis this morning. We are talking about some of the things happening in Amherst. One of them, of course, Walking on Wednesday. Now through September, I believe, 4 to 7:30 p.m. Get to walk along Main Street, get to see some cool cars, get to go shopping. You said that the shops are open a little bit later than usual. How late?
They'll be open until 8 o'clock.
Okay, sounds good. Now, you also have something going on with the Explorers Club. What's that?
We do. We have a Kids Explorer Club that we do every summer. It's from the July Walking on Wednesday until the August. People will go to the First Federal Savings table tomorrow night at Walking on Wednesday, and they can pick up a lanyard. And on a lanyard is a little clear package, and inside there are some instructions. In the instructions, it gives the kids different activities to do. And when they go to a business and complete an activity, they get a little pin to put on their lanyard.
Okay, and what happens then?
Well, then at the last Walking on Wednesday, or the one in August, they bring that lanyard back, show us that they did them all, and they get to enter in to win a grand prize.
Well, sounds pretty cool. And you can't tell us what the grand prize is, can you?
No, it's a secret.
Well, okay, how long is it a secret? Can I sit here and wait? How long?
Yeah, you can wait. Go ahead, you wait.
Okay, uh-huh. I'm done waiting. No,
we actually, they will win a $50 gift card to the Amherst Cinema.
You know, I've been on the website here, and there's all kinds of things happening. If we could flash forward a little bit to Christmas, if you don't mind. You got Miracle on Main Street. What is that?
Miracle on Main Street is our Christmas parade that we do. It's always the first Friday in December, and the parade starts at 6 o'clock, and then afterwards, Santa Claus, usually, if he has time, stops into the Main Street building, and people can come in and take pictures with Santa and visit with him.
Well, tell him to make time.
Well, you know, he's a busy man at that time, so it's just, you know, if he's got the time, he stops in.
Well, you know, send him an email. Look, when are you available? You know, when's best for you? We'll get you in there.
But not only do we have Santa Claus, we also have Mickey and Minnie and Olaf and Frosty, and we have all kinds of characters that show up that day.
I got to remind you, everybody, we're talking to Teresa. She's with Main Street Amherst, and this segment is presented by Lorain County Visitors Bureau. You are an Amherst girl, is what I understand. Born and raised?
I was born in Fairborn, Ohio, but moved here when I was 6 months old.
Oh, okay, so you're a stranger. Nah, sorry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. My dad's from Amherst. He went to Amherst High School.
All right, you just brought yourself back.
All right, thank you.
You know what? We all know that I don't care what town it is, there is always something unique about it. So you being a true Amherst girl, what is it about Amherst, in your opinion, that really makes it different and special?
I think it's our downtown. Our downtown and our business district, they all work together. The school district works with the businesses. I mean, it's just everybody working together, which makes it really unique. If somebody needs help with something, somebody's always willing to help, you know, that person, whether it's a citizen or it's a business or it's a student. I just think that Amherst is very unique.
I have an idea.
Yes.
How about if, like, maybe once a week, maybe on Wednesdays, you open up the place, Main Street, a little bit later, maybe bring in some cool cars and, you know, have an event and make people come visit. How about that?
That is a great idea. I like how you think.
And if there was a website that would promote something like this, what would that website be?
MainStreetAmherst.org.
You could not have made that easier. MainStreetAmherst.org.
Yep.
All right, Teresa, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You take care.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
You got it. That was Teresa Gillis from Main Street Amherst, segment brought to you by, presented by the Lorain County Visitors Bureau.
You're listening to Less on the WEOL Morning Show.
That does not compute.
How dare you? Spare me your asinine asides, you pathetic pomposity.
You pusillanimous dipsqueak.
You bubble-headed booby.
On AM 930 and FM 100.3.